Introducing the Intuitive Hour. Awaken your inner voice with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Michelle Beltran believes that all human beings have the capacity to develop and strengthen their psychic ability. In her book, Take the Leap, she shares her journey of coming to accept her own psychic gifts and explains the benefits that people will experience by building their psychic muscles. Encouraging self-awareness and empowerment, Michelle gently takes readers down the spiritual path and opens the door to the unseen world that surrounds us. If you believe that there is more to life than what can be seen and easily explained, then this book is for you.
Michelle, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us today.
Thank you. Honor and pleasure to be here.
Well, I really enjoyed your book, and I was curious, were you always interested in psychic phenomena growing up?
Great question. I will say to you that looking back, it makes absolute sense that I come to this juncture of writing and sharing Take the Leap. Diane, despite a career in law enforcement, which I find many can, in fact, raise a bit of an eyebrow to, yes, I have had a love and a passion and a desire for the metaphysical. It has been a life theme. My first psychic reading was at age 9. I am a second-generation psychic. My mother is a healer and energy worker. I grew up with a mom who made connecting with your inner self normal. Meditation or creating a quiet space in whatever way that worked best for you was part of daily life, right? We had spiritual books strewn about our home, and it was safe to turn to them. It was safe to also have talks and discussions about human possibility, and it does indeed encompass more than just those things we know through our physical senses. And so the platform was there looking back. But all that said, you know, this is a book really meant to with the readers that they're psychic. It's an education and supportive tool. My hope is that it assists them in tapping into and exploring and developing their inner voice.
That's great that you had that early connection with those kind of topics. You know, that was definitely something I didn't have growing up. I was always interested in metaphysical and paranormal things as well and kind of pursued that on my own. But I always loved tarot cards and things like that. But it did, like you said in the book, it did take you until you were older to really kind of embrace it and explore it. And I was curious at the turning point for you that you decided to go full time into developing your abilities further.
Yes, right. Well, I'd say that, you know, in my mid-20s, interestingly enough, I developed a voracious appetite for the metaphysical. And I found myself reading and reading and reading, having no expectation of where I am sitting today, mind you. At that juncture, I would, you know, some of Hay House's own, James von Prague, John Holland, Wayne Dyer, Deborah King, a former teacher of mine, I just found myself reading and reading these books. And then, you know, some years later, I came to a point in life where I sort of bottomed out. And finances and home and relationship, all in one fell swoop, just seemed to tumble. And, you know, the beautiful thing about bottoming out, Diane, as we know, is that there's no other way to go than up. And so that juncture really inspired me to go within. And that's the point, which is quite common for a person interested in making that next step into that, you know, really going in whatever way that works for them. It's quite common for that to happen. And so that was my launch pad.
Well, I really love the message in the book is that you believe we all have psychic ability and that we can develop it. And I've always as well. I think that all of us as humans have those abilities and we just either ignore them or kind of tamp them down or just choose not to develop that. And what are some of the first steps that you would suggest people can take to recognize their abilities and to start on that path of development?
Right. Well, I want to first, before I get to that, I would like to add one real important point here. And that is that Take the Leap indeed includes a wonderful plethora of tips and tools and guided meditations. We discuss dreams and remote healing, body-mind connection, how to access sensibilities and even mediumship. But I really wanted readers to come away with and understand as they begin on this journey is that it's not about being psychic. It's actually about self-actualization, first and foremost. Set the intention, right? Just set that intention and desire to do it. As we've heard before, meditation is huge. It is substantial in that it allows us to quiet our left brain and our thinking mind. Those who are going to step into any modality, remote viewing, psychic reading, mediumship, whatever it be, the ones that are, in my experience, that have the most success are the ones who can quiet that left brain and that mind chakra. Meditation. Next, I would say get yourself into spirit development circles and read and learn all that you can that you feel that pull to. Trust that pull that you do have, that feeling that you have someone, something that excites you, that is your inner voice speaking to you. So listen. That particular thing then is meant for you, be it numerology, astrology, what have you. And then this is really, this should be fun. That said, it's not a game. Great discretion comes with this ability. People's lives and your own life are at stake here. So it should be fun. So do keep. The final thing, Diane, is that this is building your psychic ability is very much like a muscle. With practice and practice and practice, it grows better and better. So remember to take time for that each day or every other day, how it fits in your schedule.
I've heard from other Hay House authors, because you also talk about mediumship in the book, yeah, that all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums. And would you agree with that?
Indeed, I absolutely concur with that. Absolutely do.
And when were you able to get in touch with your mediumship abilities?
I love that question, and I know the exact time when that was. I was in development. For me, it was just, I would say, about 2 months after I began formal education that I began seeing impressions and hearing things and feeling through the gift of clairsentience. I was in a group reading with all of my cohorts who were learning as well. And so this particular spirit came in, and it was a male energy, and he walked to the woman who was receiving the reading and knelt down and said to her, "I wanted to be married. I'm sorry." And I don't remember the exact words, but it was words like that. And so when I heard and told the readee what I was seeing, she burst into tears. Apparently, she was to be married to this person not too long ago. She knew who it was, and they had passed in a very quickly in an accident. And so that was my first very, very pivotal and highly emotional connection with spirit. She had to take a breath, take a few minutes, and just kind of gather herself. And I will add that it was not at that moment that I knew. It took later to realize and learn after my gifts were developing what had happened.
Wow, that's so amazing. What an experience. Pretty incredible.
It was indeed.
What do you hope that people get from the book? Like, what would be your wish for the readers?
I would like for readers to come away with an understanding that they are psychic. We all are. The ability to tap into your intuition, as I mentioned earlier, is just like a muscle. It grows with intention and practice. It's achievable to anyone. The final thing I would add to this is that the development, Diane, of your intuitive voice is natural and safe. There's nothing to fear. Quite frankly, I would say that it's normal.
Well, I know a lot of people are going to be inspired to take that leap, grab, and maybe start down their own path. And you're on social media. People can find you on Facebook and also through your website, Michelle Beltran, BELTRAN.com. And also you have a podcast that people can check out, The Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, and that's available through iTunes. So you've got a lot going on.
I do indeed. Thank you. And I sure look forward to hearing from anyone should they have any questions or like to know more about the book or offerings. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Diane. Again, it's sure been a pleasure and honor.
Thanks for listening to the Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.